share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. For most, that's more than a month's salary. The widely anticipated iPhone 13 and Mini and Pro versions were recently announced during Apple's recent event on the 14th of September. It is reported that Apple's iPhone 13 Pro will start from ₹4,899 with pre-orders beginning from the 1st of October. According to Picoty.com, which is an international e-commerce company providing discount coupons for online stores, Malaysians would have to work for 30.3 days to afford the iPhone 13 Pro. This is assuming that all of your wages go into buying the phone alone. This is based on the latest data by Numbeo, which reported that the average wage in Malaysia is ₹3,399.17, meaning that the basic iPhone 13 Pro will cost more than a month's salary, as the average number of working days in a month is 21. Picoty.com also said that the iPhone Index is an annual iPhone price to average wages ratio carried out by the company ever since 2018. The iPhone Index 2021 has been calculated based on the iPhone 13 Pro, 128GB, prices announced publicly on local Apple or authorized seller websites. The average salaries come from the country's official ministry or statistical office pages and are up to date with iPhone prices published in each country. They also explained that net wages were obtained using local salary calculators. Monthly salaries were divided by 21, the average number of working days in a month. In countries where statistical offices use weekly wages, we divided the salary by 5. The report also stated that in comparison to last year's iPhone Index, Malaysia's result deteriorated by 1.2 days. The iPhone Index from previous years stated that in 2018 it took 41.3 days, 2019 to 31 days, 2020 to 29 1 days, 2021 30.3 days. Meanwhile, Swiss workers can earn the money for iPhone 13 Pro the quickest at just 4.4 days, whilst an average American can afford the latest gadget after working for 5.9 days, and Australians after 6.4 days. Although Malaysia ranked in the top 10 countries which would take the longest to acquire the smartphone, the worst result was noted in Turkey, where it is worth 92.5 working days. The second and third worst results belong to the Philippines and Brazil, with 90.2 and 79.2 days respectively. Will you be one of the first ones to pre-order it, or do you think it's not worth the money? Let us know in the comments. Also read: have an old iPhone? You can make it faster by simply changing its region to France. Here's why. Source: Picoty.com. Source: First Post. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.